We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Bite.
It's every Michigan man's duty to beat Ohio State.
This is something that me and all the seniors came back for. What are you going to do to beat Ohio State?
It's been a long time coming.
We went out there and we were just confident in ourselves. We knew what we wanted to do. And
that was a performance to behold.
Reverse! And it's got room!
Yes!
Jay Henning, touchdown, Michigan!
Henderson has hit these losing yardage!
Oh, he lost a couple!
Fights his way into the end zone!
Yes!
Touchdown, Michigan! Hassan Haskins,
flea flicker.
They look down the sideline, wide open receiver at the 15. He breaks it inside the 10. The Wolverines, a little trickery. Here it comes, and sack time. Aiden Hutchinson drops Stroud at the 39-yard line. Fourth down, Ohio State. Hassan breaks it. He's at the 20, the 10. Leaps over a man inside the 5 to the 4-yard line. Haskins scores untouched from the 4-yard line. His fifth of the day. He's jacked down from behind. Sack time, David Ojabo. Hey, baby. Wolverine Nation, the long drought is over. Ohio State is vanquished.
To turn it around, what they've done, going to the Big Ten championship game, my heart is bursting with pride.
I am the happiest man alive right now.
I had some trouble containing. I was crying a little bit in that fourth quarter before the game was even over because I knew, I could just feel it in everybody that we're going to win this ball game.
It's a surreal feeling, you know, with the snow falling, the crowd rushing the field, and the rest of my teammates joining me.
It was a movie, to be honest with you, and we had our best game.
The whole team came out and executed, and everybody did their job.
We rallied together, and we just dominated, man. You know, I'm just so blessed to be part of this 2021 Michigan football team.
We're closing in on another Michigan game day. Let's get you set for Saturday's matchup with our keys to the game edition of In the Trenches. Now, here's John Jansen.
Michigan is heading to Indianapolis, the first time in program history, the first time since the inception of a championship game in the Big Ten. Michigan will be there to take on the Iowa Hawkeyes. Stay tuned for some keys to the game. I'm going to have a little bit of a locker room speech at the end of this to get you primed and ready for Michigan this weekend and the possibility of a Big Ten championship.
Offense.
This doesn't have to be a complicated game. Offensively, Michigan needs to be true to its identity. You have three great weapons in the backfield. Hassan Haskins, weapon number one, the workhorse, the guy that you want to have the ball in your hands when it matters most. He possesses the football. He runs hard. Be true to your identity. Establish the run. Blake Corum, a great changeup. Speed. Get to the edge. Get downfield. Donovan Edwards, another changeup in the backfield, but you can use him in so many different ways. Josh Gattis has the ability to be very creative with three backs, three different skill sets, to be able to use them to establish the run, attack them out of the backfield by throwing the ball to Donovan Edwards. Number two, make good decisions. And this has been something that Cade McNamara has done an outstanding job of all season long. We've seen this throughout the course of the year. Make good decisions. When you have shots to take, go ahead and take them. If they're not there, don't, because this is a defense in Iowa that has had 22 interceptions. The program record for Iowa is 23 interceptions in a season. Dane Belton, number four, has five of those. Riley Moss, number 33, has four of those. You've got to make sure that you identify where they are. This is a different defense than Michigan has faced. It's a much more traditional defense. You're going to have four down up front, three linebackers, four defensive backs. They're going to change up the coverages. And this is where I think Cade McNamara excels, because he studies the game of football. He studies and is never surprised by what he sees downfield. Make sure that you take good care of the football, make good decisions. And then third, I said this last week, and I think it paid off. Be disciplined. No missed assignments. No pre-snap penalties. Don't give a team that you have more talent, that you are a better football team than, a chance to stay in this game by giving them first downs, by giving them field position, by giving them the football.
Defense.
A Kirk Ferentz team is a very traditional team. Just like I talked about, it's a traditional defense that we'll be facing. It's very much the same offensively. You've got a pocket passer. You've got a running back in Tyler Goodson, who's a 1,000-yard back. They're going to try to establish the run. The quarterback play, Spencer Petras, Padilla, their second quarterback, they haven't gotten great quarterback play. So you need to be able to stop the run up front. Tyler Goodson, as I mentioned, is a 1,000-yard back, a very talented running back. He's a lot like Donovan Edwards, where they can use him in the backfield. They can throw him the ball. He does a good job of catching the ball out of the backfield. And Sam Laporta, their tight end, leads the team in receptions, leads the team in receiving yards. Tyler Linderbaum, their center, is as good an offensive lineman as you're going to find in the country. I think the best offensive lineman in the country. He leads this offense. He leads this team. So it's make sure you stop the run. Identify where Sam Laporta is on every single play. They're going to line him up in a wing. They're going to line up on the line of scrimmage. They'll move him around. They'll try and create opportunities for him. And make sure that you are stout up front. When the quarterback makes a bad decision, because they will, you've got to be there, and the ball is in your hands. In a game like this, you have to grab every opportunity. They will throw Michigan the football. You can have some turnovers. Make sure that you possess the football, and then if there's an opportunity to run, run. But first and foremost, make sure you catch those interceptions, get Michigan the ball back, and that will be advantage Michigan.
Special teams.
Special teams is a little bit unique this week. I think the returner, both punt returner and kick returner, is Charlie Jones. Averages 8.5 yards on a punt return, averages 26.3 yards per kickoff return. The best returner I believe Michigan has seen all season long. Special teams has been a weapon for Michigan. Jake Moody, don't give him an opportunity for that kick return. Kick it out of the end zone. If you do kick it short, like we saw last week against the Buckeyes, great hang time. Allow the coverage team to get down there. And Brad Robbins, hang time, directional kick. It's very important that we pin him on the sidelines, that if you're going to kick the ball to him, Get that ball up in the air. Sacrifice distance for hang time. Allow the coverage team the opportunity to get down there. Stay in your lanes. Don't get out of the your lanes, your coverage lanes, to, and open up something for Charlie Jones, because he is very good at finding those cracks, those crevices, and trying to find a way to get through there. He's got a 100-yard kickoff return to his credit this year. Make sure, coverage teams, that you do a good job staying in your lanes and making that tackle.
Every day matters, but only 12 count. And one counts the most, which is Ohio State. And now we got to mend that sign, and, you know, 13 matters.
You got to be where your feet are. Can't go forward looking back.
You get your 24 hours to celebrate, and then it's just back to work. And this team loves to work.
Now it's on to bigger and better things, and things we haven't done around here in so many years. You know what I'm saying? So it's go time.
This is sort of like the relock after a very big win. We're not champions yet. We have to win a championship.
This is about picking up where we left off, you know, and being able to go in there and handle the emotions of being on the big stage. I mean, obviously, there's a lot to play for. It's a championship game.
We'll be ready to go. It's a great challenge for us, and, you know, we got to finish the mission.
Big task, going to be a daunting challenge. We'll strive to get the energy high and go play.
We ready to rock, man. Like, and everything's in front of us, and we know that, and it's just time to go get it.
We're ready to go.
One more, but we're not done yet.
Ready to get another whirl. Ready to get back to it.
Onward. Onward to Iowa.
Now it's time for John's locker room speech.
In the month of November, this football team has played their best football when it matters most. In Happy Valley, you put pressure on Sean Clifford, Aiden Hutchinson, David Ajabo, the entire defense. When we think about trips to Happy Valley, we think of your name. When we think about what the offense has been able to do and how the offense has been able to respond, same thing, Happy Valley. We think of Hassan Haskins, 31 carries. Blake Corum wasn't able to go. Donovan Edwards wasn't able to go. 31 carries. You were an iron horse in that game. Eric All, Cade McNamara, all of these names are what we think of when we think of November football, Michigan football in Happy Valley. Now let's go ahead and talk about what happened last weekend. And that was an absolute team effort. Every single player contributed in the beatdown of the Ohio State Buckeyes. Aiden Hutchinson, again, the best players must perform in the biggest games. Aiden Hutchinson did that. Hassan Haskins did that. Cade McNamara did that. Blake Corum did that. I go right down the list. You guys have been tasked with the first trip to Indianapolis, the first opportunity that this Michigan football team, this Michigan football program has a chance to go down to Indianapolis and get a Big Ten championship. You've done everything that you needed to do to this point. There's been peaks. There's been valleys. You've handled them all with great class, with great aggression, with great ability. And now is when it matters most. You have an opportunity to do something a Michigan football team has never done. Michigan football has won a lot of Big Ten championships. Michigan football has won national championships. Michigan football has never gone down and played in a championship game. Big Ten East versus Big Ten West. This is an opportunity for you to not only make a stamp on what you did in November, but it's continuation of what you're going to do in December. You have an opportunity to secure an unbelievable legacy. I talked last week, do you want to just be good or do you want to have a chance at greatness? And right now, you are on a path to greatness. What you did to the Ohio State Buckeyes in the Big House was great. Now let's finish the job. Let's go down to Indianapolis. Let's crank up that diesel. Let's get everybody out of the way. Offensive line, you mow them down. Defensive line, you get after that quarterback. And when plays are there to be made, this Michigan team is going to make them and come home with their first Big Ten championship game, the first win in Indianapolis. And I can't wait to see this team accomplish that. Go Blue!
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind
with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Thanks for listening to this week's edition of In the Trenches with John Jansen, part of our Michigan Athletics Podcast Network, MGO Blue Podcasts. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.